Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
So when we heard this story 3 weeks ago, we said on this show we're at a loss. We don't know what to do. How do we stop bullying in this town after this horrific thing happened?
A young student and her mother are taking a stand against bullying after a shocking incident at a Perth school. 10-year-old Amber Yoon says a classmate made a noose out of a skipping rope and tried to hang her from a tree.
It's traumatic stuff. We've got Belle, Amber's mum, in the studio with us. You just took us back to that day, which just even hearing it again is hard for you, I'm sure, to explain. But to paint the picture for people that missed it, I'm glad you shared it and we appreciate you being so honest. But there is a lot of things that are happening at the moment. Your message that you wrote about the incident went viral, and you have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages from people all across Australia who want to make a change, don't they?
Australia's had enough, and I've literally heard it, and the amount of stories that have been sent to me, not just from WA, but Australia, even worldwide, it's been overwhelming, and it's not just about Amber anymore, it's about every child. You know, there's stories that I've been told of families, I wish I'd been as brave as you, I wish I'd done, you know, maybe my daughter would still be here, because we're having children as young as 10, 11, 12 killing themselves because their self-esteem is so damaged after bullying constant, and it just eats away at them and it destroys families. And the fact is, it's such a preventable thing. You know, we're dealing with children. It doesn't make sense to me why it's so occurring so often and why families are just getting destroyed by this, because there is things that we can do.
What are the things that you, because I know this is you're quite passionate about, and when we were speaking off mic, Belle was going from happy to sad to angry. And, you know, and that's the roller coaster of emotions that I'm sure a parent would be feeling watching their child come home in different moods when they are being bullied. So what have you learned from this situation with Amber?
A lot of things. I just think it needs to be tackled at a federal level. We need to get our MPs, I need Mark McGowan to take notice of this, because Australia's spoken. They have had enough, and we need laws in place to protect our children. And I think this is something every Australian is behind me on, and the government needs to listen, because there is so much we can do. There is early warning signs. We need to listen to our children. We need laws and protocols in place that no private school, no public school, everyone has to follow. And they can't hide behind that they don't have to answer to because they're a private school. There just has to be steps in place that have to be followed. And, you know, everyone should support this, because it's for the future of our children and our grandchildren.
What sort of steps are you talking about? Harsher punishments? I'm of the, all right, get one warning and then expel the kid, make it a big inconvenience for the child to go to another school. And then all of a sudden it does actually impact the parent.
Well, that's the thing that really surprised me, because even it's affected our whole family. We're the ones having to leave the school.
Yeah.
We're the ones having to disrupt our younger son who's going to this school.
So Amber's left school, has
Amber's
she?
Amber's not at school currently. She's no place to sort of face school right now. But my younger son, who's had the same friend since kindy, we're having to pull him out, change his school. And, we're the victims, but I don't like to use that word victims, but we're the ones that are suffering when we're already suffering. You know, we could have lost our daughter that day.
Mm.
And there are people out there that have lost their children, and it's affected their entire lives I don't even know how they'll ever get over it. How do you get over?
Can you losing your child?
Yeah, they're blaming themselves. Could they have done more? But the fact is that at the moment they're fighting a system that doesn't exist. There's no protocol to follow. And, you know, when this is happening, they've done everything in their power, and yet it still wasn't enough.
Mm.
So I really think that moving forward, like Mark McGowan, you need to meet with me, because we need to change this.
Yeah.
Like, it's honestly, it's tragic, and we need to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Belle. And the weird thing about this for me, just thinking about it now, is that when you go to the government about climate change, there's people who are for and against. And when it's tax cuts, there's like for and against. But there is no for and against when it comes to this. Every single person is in agreement of the same thing, except the couple of people in charge who can actually do something about it. So if you have that chat with McGowan, I'll be there with you, mate, because I'm coming
to film it.
Someone needs to answer some questions, and I think you're the person to ask them.
There is one slight issue with Mark McGowan, though.
He doesn't listen to this show.
He's put a black line through this show, so he won't have heard any of it.
Well, I'm sure his friends will be listening, so
they've got media monitors, so hopefully they pick this up, because I called him out for when I was doing pink taxis and haven't heard back from him.
He got the permanent marker on us.
And everything, but that's good. It's good. You need for people that want to get behind you, how can they contact you? I know you've been inundated, so you probably don't want them to contact you on your Facebook because you've already got hundreds and hundreds of messages to get back to.
Contact me on Facebook. Okay. If there's anything that you want to sort of support me with, I'm just asking. We just need the voice, and the voice of Australia has spoken, and I think the government needs to listen, and we're going to do this time, because enough kids have died, and everyone, you know, this is for all of our children, not just about Amber anymore. She just happened to be the turning point, I think, where we've gone, that was disgusting. Mm. That was horrific. And, you know, we need to change.
Well, Belle, you're an amazing woman, and Amber's a beautiful girl. She's outside the studio. So a big shout out to Amber this morning. Lots of love.
And I can't believe how well spoken you are, Belle. If I was in a similar situation, I don't know if I could keep it together. So thanks for just being an absolute legend.
I've had my moment, trust me.
Don't worry. I was hearing a few F-bombs before.
No. She's saying fright.
Well, thank you very much, Belle. We do really appreciate it. It's incredible.
You're a snitch, Anderson.
Yeah. And we'll be following up on that as well.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.